This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
All right, a different part of the country now and a different slice of the agriculture economy. Brian Duncan is a hog farmer in Polo, Illinois, caught squarely in the middle of the tariff to and fro. We've had him on the show a time or two as well, so today seemed like a good day to check back in. Brian, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
I'm sure you've been following the news. How flat-footed, though, were you caught by the fact that these sanctions are apparently coming?
Well, you know, agriculture has been concerned about the overall tenor on trade since prior to the presidential election. Quite frankly, we've been watching. I mean, all the candidates seem to be running away from trade, and we'd hoped once President Trump then got in office that calmer heads would prevail and we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. So I guess we've been concerned. We've been hoping that the processes that are in place to address trade concerns, say through the WTO, would be utilized instead of a tit-for-tat tariff situation that we find ourselves in now.
How important is China to the American hog industry?
Well, it's important. It's really important in that it's a growth market for us, number one. Where we're at with China right now is not where we hope to be in 5 or 10 years. And they're also very important for cuts of meat called variety cuts that really don't have much value in other parts of the world, including here. Things like snouts and tails and hooves and ears, things that the Chinese consumer places value on, but you know, probably would find its way into dumpsters in other parts of the world. So that's an important market because it adds value to the overall hog.
Right, which is fundamentally more money in your pocket, right?
Oh, absolutely. The saying is we like to market everything but the squeal.
That's pretty good. I never heard that. How long do you figure it's going to be before this actually hits you in the bottom line?
Oh, I think it already has.
Oh.
I think the psychology has negatively impacted the hog market ever since the tariffs on steel and aluminum hit. We've seen the futures markets on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, as well as the cash market, drop by nearly $20 a head. And now there are some other seasonal fundamentals there, but it's not all seasonal. This negative attitude towards trade, especially in my business of pork production, where we are heavily export dependent, to the point of nearly 30% of our production is exported. And when we see this attitude towards China and also tough talk on NAFTA, and we saw a withdrawal from TPP, which was going to be a very beneficial agreement for pork producers, I think that's all combined to a negative psychology that there's already casualties in this escalating trade fight.
Talk to me for a second, would you, about the hog infrastructure, right? Because you guys need processing plants and you need, you know, trucking and all of that stuff to get the product to market. Is this an environment friendly to that kind of investment for you?
Well, absolutely not at this point. Markets hate uncertainty. Investors hate uncertainty. And, you know, in agriculture, we battle a lot of uncertainties, be it the weather or disease, what other factors we can deal with out here in rural America. Now we add the uncertainty of trade of our markets, and that's not conducive for investment. And the pork industry, over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, has made significant investments and improvements. There's been new harvest facilities. There's been new production facilities come online because pork is the meat of choice around the world, and we are the low-cost producers. We thought we had trade agreements in place. We thought we knew what the rules of the game were, and we're positioning to take advantage of that. Now we may find ourselves on the outside looking in, and there are plenty of other countries who will be willing to fill those markets.
Brian Duncan is a hog farmer in Polo, Illinois, also grows soybeans. As a matter of fact, he is also the brand new vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Brian, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. I appreciate the opportunity.